The coverage of the snipers' random attacks is front-page news in cities thousands of miles from Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. News analyst Daniel Shore says it's remarkable and understandable that the response to the sniper has been so dramatic.
Like the anthrax killer still at large, the Washington area sniper represents a sort of ultimate in asymmetric warfare. One man, it's believed to be one, has managed to terrorize a region that includes the national capital, to change the daily routines of millions, and to create a pervasive sense of fear. No one is reassured to be told that the mathematical chances of being shot are much less than being killed in a traffic accident. Fear turns to helplessness as citizens get the impression that a hastily assembled federal county law enforcement task force, rent with its own turf battles, is inadequate to the task of finding the serial killer who taunts them with phone calls, handwritten notes, and demands for electronic transfer of millions of dollars. One man has sent the media into its round-the-clock mode. A new kind of government-press relationship seems to be in the making as the beleaguered Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose summons the media to aid the investigation while denying them most of its fruits. Chief Moose uses the assembled live cameras to send messages to the sniper and asks television to broadcast frequently the 1-800 tip line telephone number. But he also upbraids the media for using leaked information. Traffic reporters are asked not to tell where roadblocks and checkpoints bring traffic to a halt. For millions in and out of this area, the killer has managed to change the subject of conversation from the election, from the economy, from Iraq, and even from the war on terrorism to the phenomenon of this lone terrorist without a known ideology. In households, at least in this area, people wake up and turn on the radio or television nervously to learn with the first cup of coffee whether there has been another killing. Then come the questions about taking the bus to work, taking the child to school that morning. Because of the randomness of the shootings, nothing in recent history has enveloped ordinary people in such a sense of personal fear and doubt about the ability of constituted authority to cope with this one-man crime wave. This is Daniel Shore.